What a great day for Central Wisconsin.
Wausau Mayor Jim Tipple looked out at almost 300 people, including representatives of the U.S. State Department and the Egyptian consulate, who had turned out to help a visiting student, Mustafa Saleh, realize his personal dream for peace.
Today, I don't understand how all these people love me.
When Saleh arrived in Wausau, he feared for his safety because his friends and family had told him that Americans don't like Muslims. When he was welcomed with open arms, he came up with the idea for a peace sculpture.
That's what we need. That's what you need. That's all we need. We need peace. We need to live in peace.
Mustafa Saleh's dream became a reality in Wausau today. A metal sculpture of a dove on the planet Earth, the word peace written in English on one wing, in Arabic on another, and in dozens of other languages on the pedestal below. Helping him realize his dream, retired mechanical engineer Pat Plunkett, who came up with the design and donated a year of his time.
In my opinion, if it saves one skirmish, if it saves one life, then the 11 months I have spent on this so far is well worth it. And I'm not done with it.
Not done with it because now there are plans to put an identical statue in Mustafa Saleh's hometown of Cairo, Egypt, and in other cities and towns across America. As the statue was unveiled, three white doves were released, and for a moment, it seemed like there could be peace on Earth. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.